Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, and Happy New Year officially. I recorded the first podcast of the year back in 2022, so I've been officially greeted and said, hey, what's up, hello, happy 2023. I am excited, but also always a little bit anxious when it comes to the new year, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my top 5 fitness tips and mindset shifts for 2023. To start out today's podcast episode, we're going to do the fun and the gain of the week, and then I'm actually going to be introducing something new for season 2. I really want to do a word of the week. That way, for this entire year of the podcast, we can kind of have a word to focus on for each week. And this week's word of the week is persistence, which is the firm continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. And I just feel like that sums up the beginning of the year for me because, one, I always get a little bit anxious when it comes to the new year. I used to put so much pressure on myself and I'd get kind of a little bit stressed out and overthink a lot of things, just thinking I have to be perfect and there's no room for error. I don't know what it is about the new year. It just makes me anxious and feel that way. So this year I am just kind of taking a chill, taking a step back, and persistence for me is something I definitely want to focus on because I feel like the beginning of the year when it gets colder, for me, it's a little bit more of a difficult time. So staying persistent through that and coming back from vacation, even though I'm really tired and I don't want to get back into my routine and start the new year off, I am trying to be persistent through this week. And I feel like that's kind of opposite for a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people just jump right in at the new year and they're so motivated and ready to go. For me, I don't know why it's always kind of a negative pressure. That just goes to show that we're all different. So whether you're the person who is ready to go at the beginning of the new year or you're like me and you're struggling to show up because you kind of get some anxiety and you're in your head a little bit, let's stay persistent, and that is the word of this week. So now for the fun and gains segment of the podcast. If you're new, it's just a little segment where I say a fun or a gain that I've had this week, and I also include a low point if I've had one. And I do this just to keep you updated on what's going on. Right now, my biggest gain is feeling inspired coming into the new year. That's something that I feel like I take for granted sometimes, and it's something I don't always feel is just kind of inspired and motivated to work and have a bunch of ideas. A lot of times there's a lot of lulls when it comes to work and I'm like, I don't really know what to do. But for some reason, whatever it is, I have such a clear idea of what I want to do and planning things and having a bunch of fun things coming up. So just feeling really inspired, and that makes me feel very happy because I'm very fulfilled in my work. I love creating. I love that side of things, but I also love educating and helping you guys along your fitness journeys and just knowing you're not alone. So this is awesome. Feeling very inspired. Love, love that. And I'd say a low point is being sick. I've been sick for over a month now. What is going on? I'm finally getting my voice back. Thank goodness. This is like the first day I could record where my voice isn't all raspy because nobody wants to listen to a podcast like that. So thank goodness my voice is kind of getting back, but I am still not feeling 100%, which is so annoying. Definitely a low point. I am still a little bit tired and I'm struggling to wake up. I'm not going to lie. You guys know I'm an early girly. I have not been. I am struggling to wake up. I'm struggling. And I'm usually like, oh, it's the new year. I have to be perfect. Like, I'm already not doing what I've set out to do. You know what? There's plenty of time for me to get to that point. Apparently, I'm still sick and my body needs this rest. So I'm letting it chill. I'm letting myself sleep a little bit more. But I really want to kick it into high gear at the same time. So it's kind of this balance of, you know what? We're going to get it together at some point. But I just like, okay, real talk, you guys, real talk. I genuinely do not like New Year. I do not like New Year's resolutions. I feel like it is way too much pressure to be perfect to make sure we hit these goals. I do it very loosely and kind of have like ideas of what I want, but I really just, I don't know. I'm just not for it. I know a lot of people are really into it. I'm not as much, but you can probably tell from this podcast already. And can I also say, My mind is a little bit blown because I really feel like I've been in this strange time warp for so long. I don't know why, but I feel like so many people are saying like this is the year of energy, and I genuinely feel that. Like I said, I've never felt so inspired and so creatively like energized for whatever. And I think it's because I don't think I fully even understood how depressing the years have been. Well, one, I went into COVID and the whole lockdown postpartum, I don't think I fully realized how depressing that was for me because I still had all my hormones and just postpartum depression, it was real. And I don't think I realized that I was really in such a bad place for how I usually and typically feel. And then, you know, lockdown happened. And even in early 2022, there were still a lot of restrictions. People were still wearing masks. And I think that this is the first year that we're going into it recovering from this pandemic where I just feel like those years didn't exist. Like 2020, 2021, 2022, 2022 a little bit more, but 2020 and 2021 for me, it was like they didn't even really exist. It's like this weird blur of nothing was happening, but everything was happening at the same time. And it is just such a weird time warp. And now it's 2023 and I'm like, wow, this is a year where I genuinely feel like there is so much energy coming from so many people and I'm really excited about that. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just you or me, but I just think about that and I'm like, where's the time gone? What is going on? It's just, it's wild. So let's get back to today's episode. And it's one that I'm very excited about. It's been a while since I've just kind of chatted about fitness tips, right? And since it's a solo episode, I thought it'd be awesome to have my top 5 fitness tips and mindset shifts that I'm bringing to 2023. I didn't want to do a goals episode. I didn't want to do even like the rules trend that's going around TikTok that I kind of like. I just also am like, I'm not there. Like, I'm not the person to talk about things I want to do or talk about my goals. I'm somebody where it's like, oh, these goals just happen and I've been doing the work behind the scenes. Like, I don't like to ever say what I'm going to do. I just do it. That's just how I am. So I don't. Yeah, that's what's up. That's why we're doing this. Number one, when it comes to my top 5 fitness tips, is to have a plan and a plan for bad days. This is massive. And I even talked about this in a YouTube video because even when I was a beginner, this is something that I don't think I fully realize that having a plan sets you up for so much success. And there's a lot when it comes to having a plan. That is going to be having a routine, right? You've planned out your routine, planning as simple as what muscle group are you going to work out? What are your goals? You're kind of planning and putting to action and putting in the steps that you want in order to get to where you're going. But you have to plan that. It's not like you just keep showing up to the gym and you're like, all right, where are the results? It's no, we have to plan. We have to be strategic with that. And the second part of that is to plan for bad days, which is massive. Again, this goes back to trying to be perfect, especially at the beginning of the year, not missing a day, not having a quote cheat day or having a quote cheat meal or cheat snack or whatever. I think that's so ridiculous. Cheat days, cheat meals, I just do not believe in that at all. I think that's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But whatever this kind of unrealistic expectation we put on ourselves and the pressure we put on to be perfect, to some people are like, oh, I'm not going to have sugar, or I'm going to do keto for this entire year. Like, come on now. You know, I believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, yes, but also plan for these bad days because there's going to be a day where maybe you're not 100%, right? There's days where I have to end up skipping the gym because something happens with Vinny. Maybe he's sick, or maybe I'm sick and I have to skip the gym. Like, we have to plan for those bad days and go into it with the mindset of, you know what, they're going to pop up. And just because I have a bad day does not mean all my results and everything I've been working for is going to go away. A lot of us are taking time off. We take vacations off. We take birthdays off from our, quote, fitness journey or the gym. Okay. Again, I always say this on my podcast, but like our, quote, fitness journeys are our lives. So like when you take a day off, that's also part of your life. That's part of the grander scheme of things. Like it's going to be okay. I promise you. I promise you it is going to be okay. And rest days are great. Rest days are fantastic. So have a plan, right? A realistic plan. 3 days a week you're working out. 4 days a week you're working out. You're doing these exercises. You're going to one group fitness class, or you're planning your gym routine. You've got your workout outfit picked out the night before. You've got your pre-workout laid out. Like everything is kind of set into some actionable steps. That way you have a plan. You know what you're hitting when you go to the gym. So you feel a success and you're able to get the most out of everything. I just know for me, that made such a big difference. When I just know in my head, okay, there are going to be some bad days. I'm not going to be perfect, but what I'm going to do is keep showing up. And that leads me into the second one, which is each day is a fresh start. And I kind of want to put with this one also, like everyone starts somewhere. I have so many thoughts when it comes to starting. There's so much anxiety when it comes to starting. Just one day, just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to even be good. Just show up at the gym. Literally walk inside the door, turn around and leave. If you need to walk inside the door, walk inside the gym, sign up, walk inside the gym and just walk on the treadmill and leave. Like start somewhere, get your foot in the door. If this is something that you're like, I am so sick of saying I'm going to do something and I'm not, just you got to do it. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 2 minutes, whatever that thing is, like you have to start and know that everybody starts somewhere. And the first thing that I said was each day is a fresh start. Again, when you're planning for those bad days, like if you have just a bad day, an off day, whatever it is, know that tomorrow, guess what? You got to try again. I think that is so beautiful. And that is what cured my stress and my anxiety about a new year. Literally, you guys, I have panic. I panic. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year. Like, did I do everything I wanted to do? Oh my gosh, I have so much pressure. Oh no, the new year. Like, what are my plans? What are my goals? What do I want from this year? It's like, no, dude, tomorrow's another day. When it's January 1st, 2023, it's just another day. And each day is a fresh start, even if it's not perfect, because I was literally still on vacation until like January 3rd or something. Hey, it's not going to be perfect. It's fine. The next day is going to be another fresh start. And the next day, I have so many chances every single day to do what I want, to become the person I want, that each day I just have to be a tiny, tiny bit better. And since I've had that mindset shift, oh my goodness, my life is so much easier and chill and calm, and I can just kind of breathe and exist and have such a calm mind when I'm going into every single thing. I love it. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill. Number three is one that I am extremely passionate about, and it is that something is better than nothing. I get so many messages, and even in person, people are like, oh, I don't know where to start, I don't have time. Something is better than nothing. Do you understand that concept? It is such a freeing and peaceful thing of 5 minutes is better than no minutes. A walk is better than nothing. If you can't get to the gym, do what you can. And a lot of times, like, it's so hard because this is such a broad spectrum of people and everybody's in such a different phase of life. But I remember having a conversation with one lady and she was like, oh, you know, I really want to like help my triceps, or, you know, specifically she was asking about triceps. Okay. And I was like, oh, these are some exercises you can do to help build the muscle. And she was like, yeah, I just like can't get to the gym. I only have a couple weights at home. And I'm like, that's fine. You can totally do those exercises with a dumbbell. And she's like, yeah, but you know, I don't have that much time. I'm like, if you just do 5 minutes, that's great. She's like, yeah, but like I can't do a full workout. And I was like, I told her, I said, something is better than nothing. I was like, just start with something. If you're doing two exercises, it only takes 5 minutes, you know, just do it. You're going to feel so much better about yourself that you just are starting that small step. And then slowly you can build on that, which is great. Like, just get started, do something, do anything. And she was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, what? And she was like, that just totally made my day. That just really, really clicked with me that something is better than nothing. And I think having that mindset, again, when I'm going into the gym, I'm having a really bad day, maybe I don't want to be at the gym, or I've got to get work done and I'm stressed out, or you know, whatever it is, like cleaning the house even, okay? I get overwhelmed. If you can't tell, apparently I've got an anxiety. Apparently I've got an anxiety problem, okay? Because I'm talking about it a lot, okay? It makes me a little bit nervous. And I'm like, hey, something's better than nothing. If I clean up one dish, I'm better off than not cleaning any. So I clean that one dish, I put it in the dishwasher, and I'm like, ooh, I feel good. I'm like, let's do it again. So then I'll rinse another dish. I'll start picking up my office. I'll start doing a little bit. I swear it is the smallest steps that help us. These baby steps, something is better than nothing. And on that note, since we're talking about this, talk about momentum. Sincerely, when you start with those baby steps, they just compound and compound, and you have this amazing thing called momentum, and just ride it. Ride that momentum. When you're in the groove of something, just ride that wave of momentum and it'll keep building and building. But just doing those small action steps, knowing something is better than nothing. I just had another DM where somebody was like, I have all these goals I really want to reach. I'm just not quite there yet. I can only dedicate 30 minutes in the gym, like twice a week. And I'm like, that's amazing. That is amazing that you can get to that point. You have the motivation, you have the drive, you want to do something. Something is better than nothing. Hit those two workouts a week for 30 minutes and you're going to be so much better off than if you did none. Do you know what I'm saying? Count the wins. That's another mindset shift that helps me, is count the wins. And I've kind of talked about that in the last year. Something that I'm bringing into this year of 2023 is, instead of saying, oh, I didn't work out 5 days a week, you say, I'm working out 2 days a week. Let's go. That's better than nothing. Are you kidding me? I'm so proud of you. So always, always remember that when you feel like you're not doing enough, you tell yourself, nope, no, no, no. Brittany said something is better than nothing. Even if I'm just showing up and stretching, that is way better than skipping the gym. Let's freaking go. Round of applause for you. Let's go. I'm amped. Something is better than nothing. I've probably said that a million times. You want to count that on your fingers? Are you little tally marks? Number four is progressive overload and training properly. This is a true fit tip, okay? A lot of the other ones were mindsets, because truly physical and mental health hand in hand. We cannot really achieve our physical goals if we are not mentally strong enough or mentally in a place where we can put in the effort to work on ourselves physically. And it's okay. We all go through some times like that, right? I just want you to know mental and physical health is so important. So having these mindset shifts, really helping your mental health of telling yourself, each day is a fresh start. I can start again tomorrow. I have so many opportunities to start again tomorrow. I have 360 tries this year. Even half day, you can say, hey, I messed up in the morning. For the rest of the day, I've got this. You have so many chances, so many opportunities. Never feel like you're too far gone. You are not. And again, that something is better than nothing. Number 539 of Brittany saying, something is better than nothing. But yes, progressive overload and training properly. All right, training tips. Let's break this down, all right? In the most simplest terms, progressive overload is challenging your body and allowing your muscles to get stronger, right? All it is about getting stronger, doing better, improving. There are a lot of ways to do this, and I've talked about it quite a bit, but I will always talk about it for you because it is one of the most important things when it comes to any training program or any kind of results. You have to implement progressive overload. That is going to help you avoid a plateau. That is going to help you get the results you want, because you know what's amazing about our bodies is they adapt, right? You start out at the gym and you're lifting 10 pounds, couple weeks go by, you can lift 12 pounds. A couple weeks go by, you can lift 15, 20, 25, 30. Next thing you know, you've hit a new PR and you're squatting 225. I mean, crazy things can happen with our bodies as we are training them properly and taking care of them properly and just using progressive overload. I'm kind of thinking that the word of the week should have been opportunity, because that's something that's continuously coming up in this episode, is how many opportunities we have. And so many opportunities are out there for us to get better, to train harder, to continuously start again, to try new things. And progressive overload is just a great opportunity for you to get your goals, to challenge your body. Because if you are still using the same weight that you did when you first started your fitness journey, you've got to move up. Move up 5 pounds. I guarantee you can do the same exercise with 5 more pounds for the same amount of reps, and you're not going to be winded. If you are getting done with your exercise, if you're getting done with your exercise and you're like, that was easy, you're not breaking a sweat, you're not struggling, come on, up that weight. Up that weight. I promise you, you will not get bulky. Bro, because let me tell you, if you think I'm bulky, okay, well, if you think I'm bulky, freaking dead. If you think I'm bulky, that's fine. You can think I'm bulky. I'm literally wheezing over here. But I've literally been lifting out for like, I've been working out for like 5+ years. I've been lifting and I do not feel like I am bulky at all. And I am like increasing my weight constantly to continuously build muscle and gain strength. All right. I think it's time for women to not be afraid of that. Like, you are going to see so much more muscle definition, and increasing your muscle mass is increasing your metabolism, which allows you to eat more food. Let's freaking go. Who does not want to eat more food? All right. Who wants to sit on a treadmill for like 12 hours a day trying to burn off whatever they want to burn off to, you know, to decrease fat, where you just build some more muscle? You're literally restoring your metabolism along the way of doing that. Like, you have to restore your metabolism with that. But dude, you can just eat more. It's fantastic. You want to learn more about that? Listen to the Sal episode I did with Mind Pump Media and Sal DiStefano. Yeah, we break that down. That's truth. That is science. Let's go. But now reining it back to progressive overload, right? Resistance training, I'm all about it. I probably should do, that would be a fun episode to do, breaking that down. Just resistance training overall, doing another kind of recap on that. But progressive overload, there's a bunch of different ways you can do this. Again, like I mentioned, it is increasing weight. That is one way you can do that. You can increase frequency. So you're working out 2 times a week. Okay, now you're working out 4 times a week. Boom. You can mean that's progressive overload. Your body's going to be like, oh, I'm working out 4 days a week. What is this? I'm used to 2. Help me, please. You're going to be sore. So do all the things that help you with recovery. Okay, stay hydrated, eat your protein, roll out, stretch. You can use the sauna. Okay. Awesome, awesome tips. You can also, you know, increase reps or sets. Frequency also can be that as well, like increasing volume to the amount of reps and sets you're doing. And you guys know I'm a huge advocate for pushing yourself. That is such an amazing thing. Honestly, I am so grateful for the gym. my little love note to the gym, right? This is it. Dear Jim, J-I-M, just kidding. Dear Jim, I seriously love you because the gym helps me push myself and it gives me a place to do that. I can set a goal. I can fail. I can get back up, try again. I can get a spot, somebody to help me. I can have just a place where I can go and push myself. That I just can't do that anywhere else. I used to love having that in sports. I don't have sports anymore. Where are the adult sports? Let's go. Come on now. Let's start a league. Let's start something. But I love that. I love the competitive nature. I love feeling strong. I love feeling empowered. Nothing seriously makes me happier than having an amazing gym session with great music and I'm lifting weights. I'm just feeling on top of the world. And I will always be an advocate for pushing yourself and seeing what your body can do. Your confidence is only going to boost as you continuously do that. And it's going to take some time. Be patient with yourself. And the second part of this one was training properly. I think I might need to do this more on like YouTube or something where it's visual, talking about form tips and just making sure that your foundations for your lifts, right? I do talk about lifting more because that is my preferred method when it comes to working out. I love lifting. I love resistance training. So just making sure that your form is prime and your foundation is before you build on that. And also just taking kind of some step backs every once in a while. You can have a nice deload week, right? Where you're going a little bit lighter, deload. And during those weeks, you can focus a little bit more on form too. Break it down. Decrease your squat rate by half. Make sure all your mechanics are perfect. Make sure everything's feeling good. If something ever does not feel good, stop. Immediately stop. Immediately no. Jail. No. But really, you can also go to a physical therapist, which I'm not going to lie. They come in handy. If it's a good physical therapist, like they know what they're talking about. They know where all muscles are connecting, all joints are connecting. They know, hey, I got a little pinch right here in my back. They're like, oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. Do these 5 exercises and you'll start feeling great. That's happened to me. Whenever, you know, something's tweaked from a past minor, very minor injury, I do the exercises that they've provided me and it helps me along my way. So definitely training properly. You can even seek for physical therapist ever if you need any help with any injury, even if it's minor. Like whenever I have something that's just even like 5% off, I'm like, oh, take a step back, skirt, let's figure this out before it gets worse. So always want to tell you that as well. And last but not least is to try new foods and cook in twos. I thought that was cute because it rhymed. So trying new foods, this goes for hey, you've been trying to do better on your nutrition. I will tell you here, you hear it from me all the time, nutrition and working out, okay, hand in hand. You need both, especially if you want to see physical results, but also if you just want to feel better. You want to feel healthier. You want to physically be healthier. You've got to make sure that you're fueling your body with good whole nutrient-dense foods. And again, all whole nutrient-dense foods are foods that contain good nutrients. So nutrient-dense foods, right? Those nutrients that our body needs, all of our micronutrients, right? Vitamins, minerals that our body absorbs and uses for daily function, small, simple tasks that we don't even think about cognitively, moving things along in our system, helping our blood flow, everything, even keeping us hydrated. Drink your water. Always got to plug that. And then also, of course, macros, right? Protein, fat, and carbs that our body utilizes to build muscle, to recover, to have energy. All of these things are so vital. So if you've been like, hey, let me up my nutrition game, try some new foods. Try it out. If you feel like you're slacking on something, add a little bit more vegetables in. Have some fun. Try some new recipes. Try some bok choy. I feel like no one's eating bok choy. That stuff's fire. All right, carrots. Have you tried carrots roasted? Have you tried them sauteed? Have you tried them steamed? What is your favorite way? Okay, the possibilities are limitless. And I do have a new recipe book if you want to try some new. There's 20 recipes in that book. There's more than 20. But if you want to check that out, I can leave that in the show notes. It's also on my website, brittanylepton.com/shop. It's only $15 and you get a bunch of recipes, some meal. It's like meal prep. Everything in that book you can meal prep, which is kind of leading me into actually part two of this, which was cook in twos. So if you're not somebody who's super into like reheating food or eating the entire, you know, eating the same thing for an entire week for meal prepping, which is something I don't really like to do, but you can cook in twos. And what that means is whatever you're making for yourself, like whether this works for even if you're in a family and you cook for your entire family, or if you're by yourself, or even if it's just you and a significant other or a roommate, cook in twos. So make double what you would for that night, right? Like you're already making dinner. Why not make double? That way you have some for tomorrow. Like that is the most like basic thing that has helped me, is always make extras. That way I have leftovers for lunch if I want, or I have leftovers for dinner, and I don't mind eating the same meal two nights in a row typically. Or if not, like I can eat it the third day where it's still good. And yeah, I love that. Or like if I'm making rice, I'll always double it, so I always have some prepped in the fridge. I always can use rice, or I always can use chicken. And when it comes to meal prep, I don't meal prep meals. I meal prep ingredients. So you can even just cut up and cook a ton of potatoes. You can use potatoes for dinner. You can use them for lunch. You can put them in a bowl. You can put them in your egg tacos, right? There's countless opportunities that you can use these meal prepped ingredients. So you can meal prep ingredients instead of meals too. And you guys, that wraps it up. Those are my top 5 fitness tips and mindset shifts for 2023. The energy that we're bringing in is going to be immaculate. We've got all of the clarity, all of good vibes coming in, and I'm really excited for this new year. Working on not being anxious, right? Working on persevering. Was that the word of the week? Did I already forget it? It's persistence. So yeah, persevering, persistence, same thing. And also opportunity. I'll throw that one in there, okay? Maybe that'll be next week's too, but I talked a lot about opportunity, just remembering that there are countless opportunities. Take them, believe in yourself, and it's going to be a great year. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Happy Wednesday, and I'll talk to you all in the next episode for some more fun and gains. Bye! You're listening to the Fun and Gains Podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Uh-oh.